Kiss. Where a cup will fit just perfectly. Hey everybody, this is Z. And you're listening to Integrity Radio. This is episode 19, season 3. We're sort of winding up season 3 here, and we'll be entering season 4 soon. Amazing. Listened to the segment prior to this was a piece that I just recorded titled Motif. Kind of sounded a little like that, didn't it? So I've got coffee here. I hope you have a coffee or your favorite drink nearby and are enjoying it thoroughly. So I just heard on the news that America's thinking about doing, well, the government of America is thinking about doing a buyback. Buyback. I love it. So you didn't buy it from them, but they're going to buy it back from you. I get it. Okay. Can I do that like with people's houses and people's possessions? Just kind of go up to them and say, hey, I need to buy that back from you at a very low cost, actually. Man, you got to watch your language. Listen, pro or con, right? For or against. If you're, let's just say if you're against, okay? You gotta watch your language, man. You can't just make stuff up or else you're just gonna get knocked right down by logic. I mean, it's so ridiculous. You know, for example, assault rifle, right? I mean, listen, I understand you wanting to do something about gun violence and gun death, essentially. But for God's sakes, don't just start flagrantly using the language, or you're going to not achieve what it is that you supposedly want to achieve, right? Yeah, assault rifle. There's only one assault rifle, and that's the one that was invented by the Germans in World War II. And there were other guns like it, the Gatling gun, right? Which was made probably in the late 1800s or so. So only one gun was actually officially called an assault rifle, and it was made by the Germans. So, you folks are getting a little overly sensitive. Um, which is then, overly fragile. Fragile, that's not sensitivity, that's fragility. Fragility in your mental process. If you want to do something about it, then you can't use bullshit language, right? The best advice measure that I ever heard of regarding gun control, that made the most sense to me, was population density. I didn't come up with it, but what a great idea. Yeah, and that is, you know, you will have very strict regulations in areas where you have high population densities because, you know, you can't control the travel of a bullet. And if you have a high population density area, then that would, of course, be problematic. So that's the best one I've heard of. Well, the best one I've actually heard of is what the Swedish do, which is everybody has to have a gun. And The Onion had a very interesting comedic slant to the idea. That is, everyone would have a gun in their hand pointing forward at all times. That used to be a reality at one point. So I've been paying attention to the news. Doesn't feel as bad as it used to. But I still can't quite get, why is everyone so wrapped up in the puppet show? Why is the puppet show so popular? President, it's just goofy. Because what president has ever not had that? It's so, I mean, it's just cut and paste. Get any given president, just cut and paste. It's so silly. People's angst should really be against their own behavior, which is mimicked by the puppets. So the puppets that they are so critical against, towards, and really needs to be expressed in the man, to the man or woman in the mirror. I might have just figured out why people hate mimes. Yeah, you know, pantomimes. Because one of the main routines of mimes is to mimic people. To get right behind them and mimic their every movement. Man, I haven't met anybody that appreciated that, right? And then people with mirror personalities, I think people tend not to like people with mirror personalities. Unless you're a narcissist, right? Then you love people with mirror personalities. That word narcissist is getting thrown around a little bit too easily, a bit too much these days, so gotta watch it. Of course, you know, we are in the midst of a massive narcissistic epidemic. As portrayed by our puppet show, right? So there's something I wanted to share. You know, if you want to get in trouble, just talk politics or religion. So I might as well just go into both areas. And that is, well, it's a perspective. And the perspective that there has been three major Middle Eastern terrorist groups that have been vying for control, you know, world domination for around 2,000 years or so. Control over. Quite honestly, I think they're all on the same team and they're just doing more like a relay race. You know, they kind of hand off the baton. However, I think there's light at the end of that tunnel. I think there's good news. And that is that the ones that are gaining control are all becoming more secular. So, in other words, they're becoming less extreme. And of course, some have become entirely secular. And approach their old religion more as a cultural sort of thing. Which is, I think that's what most people really are doing, even if they won't admit it. Like a buddy of mine said, the difference between a religious person and non-religious person is about 1 hour a week. Thanks for listening. This next piece, I just recorded this. I'm actually, it's a work in progress, but it's called The Mermaid, and you're listening to Integrity Radio. Thank you.
lack of knowledge concerning all the factors and the failures to include them in our integral imposes false conclusions. The youth of Earth are moving intuitively toward an utterly classless, raceless, omni-cooperative, omni-world humanity. Children freed of the ignorantly founded educational traditions and exposed only to their spontaneously summoned, computer-stored, and distributed outflow of reliable opinion-purged, experimentally verified data shall indeed lead society to its happy egress from all misinformedly conceived, fearfully and legally imposed and physically enforced customs of yesterday. They can lead all humanity into omni-successful survival as well as entrance into an utterly new era of human experience in an as yet and ever will be fundamentally mysterious universe. Only our brains can discover how to do so much with so little as forever to be able to sustain and physically satisfy all humanity.
All right, this is a test of Integrity Radio, first time broadcast with my co-host, Bill and Rob. Say hi, Bill.
Hello.
Say testicles.
Testicles.
You're not allowed to say testicles. How dare you? What do you think about it, Rob? Say something, Rob.
I think it's pretty messed up.
All right, that's official. It's pretty messed up.
This is Integrity Radio.
What are you doing? Make up a name. Any name. Man, woman, make up a name.
Terrence.
Nice to meet you, Terrence. We're broadcasting live on Integrity Radio. It's exciting, huh?
Yeah, pretty exciting.
Yeah. So what are you doing?
Unit 6, lesson 8 corrections.
Yeah, you're almost done, right?
Yeah.
We got 45 minutes. Think you'll be done 45?
Yeah.
Alright. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. And that's what it's like. Hi, Ed. You go potty? You want to go potty? Oh, Ed. Oh, he wants to go potty. I know who wants to go potty. Luna. Yeah, I know you want to go potty, don't you? All right, let's take care of business. Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so it's interesting. This it only lets you record a certain amount of time, so very much like Twitter or Snapchat, it only has X amount of time, so you have to compose your thoughts on what you're going to say and say it, which is cool. Come on, let's go. Look at that. Look at that. Look at the monster. Look at the monster. It is a monster. What is that? You got it? You gonna get it? You gotta get that monster. You gotta get it. I know. Let's get that monster. Oh, it's stuck. That's why. It's stuck, Luna. Alright. Yeah, Luna thinks that. Oh, wow. The pool water is warm. Luna thinks that the pool cleaner, the automatic pool cleaner. Here it comes, Luna. Here it comes. Here it comes. What's he going to do? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, see the pool cleaner. It's a little robot that goes around cleaning the bottom of the pool. She thinks it's a monster, and she wants to rid the world of it. So. Oh, boy. Yeah.
When the pool water's warm, you know it's warm. Well, it doesn't feel quite as overbearing today. Maybe it's just because it's a little early. So, hey, there's Bill, the girl. Bill, the woman. Nah, Bill's not a woman. Bill is a man.
Huh? That likes Luna Fit Bowls.
I know. That tries to kill the monster.
Yeah.
I just told
him.
Just told him about Luna constantly trying to kill the pool thing, the pool robot. I think she just doesn't like androids, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's her issue.
Get it! Get it!
So, we're going to fill the tire up, and we're going to cut this. We being me. But you guys are going to help me in the process.
Alright. Should we get the other two lawnmowers out here?
I don't know, but if
if
the tire doesn't hold, then we're gonna have to do all this with the lawnmower. So, yeah. Okay, what's up?
Luna was walking over here, then she just ran back there. There's your girl, monster.
Yeah, she can't. She wants to join us, but she doesn't want to neglect her duties. So, let's see. I wonder how long that you're allowed to do of this. So far, we're about 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
But we're trying to figure out how long. So, these first episodes will be the investigation episodes. I don't know how you're supposed to save the episodes, but I know you can share them, so. Mm. All right, well. Until our next transmission, Integrity Radio out. All right, that was from June of 2017. I want to thank you for joining me once again here on Integrity Radio. Stay tuned, I have a lot more coming up for you. I got an idea. Let's end this with Beach Ball. Integrity Radio.
Dirty face is washed by my tears. remind me of what I used to be, of what I could be. Don't remind me.
I was checking out a couple of your recent tunes, Darla and Battleham. It's good, you know. It sounds more like I Think You Are, you know, when I listen to you and I'm talking about shit. And the idea that I have of you, that music matches that. So more of that, I would say. Nice one.
Hi, everybody. This one's called Darla. I hope you're having a good Monday. And a creative and joyful, if possible, week. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Integrity Radio.
Hi everybody, this is Z, and today's song is titled Battle Hymn.
You just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.